Georgia primaries usually take place in July or later, but a federal judge ruled Georgia's Senate primary should take place on June 3rd. That way, any runoff can occur 45 days after that, as required by federal law. Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp, whose office oversees elections, says the date could be moved up to May 20th.
I don't know that there's been a decision made. That's certainly something that's been talked about. There's some logistical issues with the June 3rd date. The mandatory Saturday voting on that cycle would actually be the Saturday before Memorial Day.
That would likely mean low turnout and poll workers working on a weekend. Kemp says any date change would have to be approved by the General Assembly or a federal judge. The GOP race, which has seven candidates, is bound to have a runoff. When asked if Democrat Michelle Nunn's entry into the race has Republicans worried, Kemp said,
I don't think so. I mean, you know, it's a free country. Anybody can run for a U.S. Senate. So, we'll see what happens.
Only two other Democratic candidates have entered the race so far. Martha Dalton, WABE News.